Hello, hello, hello. We're here again, Project Review with Q. How do you do, Miss Asha?
Happy everything, Keister.
Happy everything. That last show, really, of all days, you do this to me, that last show, really? Of all days, this is the day you picked to do this.
You're creating your own reality.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, someone had to fess up, I guess, right? Someone had to. If I had a little secret, I should probably step up and say it, right?
I love it.
How arrogant, how dare he dethrone my master? My God. Oh, well, I did it. It's all over now. We can move on. you think it was any help?
Well, I have a very powerful feeling in my heart. It was very helpful, whether people know that right away or not.
Yeah, it's I'm going to take some heat on this one, but I think I can handle it. Might be looking for a new place to sleep tonight, but otherwise I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Got my fan club is growing here. These birds are sneaking in on my snacks. So, what would you like to do today on PRQ?
Hey, that rhymes.
Does. Swear I did not. I'm just not. Yeah. Got to get to a new writer. What do you want to do? What do you want to do today?
Do you have a song for PRQ today?
Another one? Okay.
Yeah.
It's like giving a convict a key, you know? Just a castaway. On an island lost at sea, oh, another lonely day with no one here but me, oh, more loneliness than any man could bear. Rescue me before I fall into despair. Oh, I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle. Yeah. Message in a bottle. Yeah. A year has passed since I wrote my note. I should have known this right from the start. Only hope can keep me together. Love can mend your life, but love can break your heart. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle, yeah. Message in a bottle. I walked out this morning, don't believe what I saw. 100 billion bottles washed upon the shore. Seems I'm not alone at being alone. 100 billion castaways looking for a home. Sending out an SOS. I'm sending out an SOS. Sending out an SOS. Sending out an SOS to you. How's that? Good start.
So incredibly awesome. Thank you, Sting.
Mm-hmm. Again, you know, I'm going to take some heat over today's shows. I know. It's good. I'm cool. I'm good with it. It's so fun. Yeah, I feel that this, you know, the way we manifest our projects now, the way we walk through life, everything we do now through our heart and our recognizing the way we're reincarnating is not in time, because there's no time. Hey, I got enough applause. Anyway, so we're starting to figure this out, and I just love it. It is one of the reasons I did start Ocean Trek sneakily. I think the word the mermaid would say cheekily. I recognize that you can make a ship sovereign, and you can play the maritime game with the maritime game against them. So, as an example, I can berth at the dock, And as long as they don't put me in chains, you can't come aboard. So quite an opportunity there, though. And a lot of people have figured it out. You can register a vessel out of your country and bring it into another country. And you don't have to leave because you're on the water. You haven't come into the country yet. Very interesting. So as long as you don't get off the boat, you haven't come into the country. And by the way, if you're a sovereign vessel, the police state of that area cannot come on your vessel and you can arrest them. Very interesting information. So the reason I'm bringing it up is this, the sovereignty topic is in our group here is getting really getting some nice weight to it. And I feel everybody's excited to move on and get our titles removed. And that's why it was so funny to hear you say, so your name was Yeshua or Emmanuel, or what? The reason that was funny for me is because we didn't believe in title back then, or identity. That's all new, to have identity. Certainly there was a personality expression of a name you would use here and there. Many hierarchical systems had names, but it was very uncommon for higher frequency beings to live and breathe by a title. So that's why it's so obvious when you get in here that the cards are stacked against you when you have identity, because now you're something. And maritime law is, of course, the way to that. The reason I'm talking about this to start off with is Captain Cook and the gang were experts at taking over countries, creating countries with their maritime tools. So they sailed around the world, enslaved and or brought slaves to other regions. What better way than to trap a slave than put them on an island? Can't get off, right? So they that was practiced for some of the maritime warships that no one's talking about ever will. Captain Cook is a fantastic hero in many books, but as you can see, it hasn't served the people of those regions. So I'll let you decide which regions it are. Well, that's how they did it. You can't hurt me because I haven't come ashore. And then when they learn the capability of the indigenous, they induced the culture and society systems you're seeing now. And that's how America became what it is. It was invaded, and then you flood it with what we've adopted now, wouldn't you say?
Wow, these maritime laws are very interesting.
Right. So you invaded America. You displaced the aboriginals there, the nomadic style of our Native Americans, all up and down North America, all in Canada, Mexico, all of a sudden, you got them all. You got them all in Spain. Obviously, humongous. Sorry about the wind. Humongous agenda. That it was very obvious that it was very. So I've decided to rename myself Robin Williams.
You mean again?
Yeah. So maybe I can do better, but I was just going to be Robbie Williams.
How about
just
Robin Hood?
Robin Hood. Okay. I know, but I need something more modern, you know, a little newer. I don't know. It's either that or I was thinking Pee Wee Herman. One of the two.
I go with Robin.
Robin? Okay, fine. I did get a couple jokes out of Pee Wee. Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Did you ever find Pee Wee Herman funny?
Unfortunately, no.
Not really. He was good with kids, though, huh? That's really not funny.
That's not funny. No.
That's not funny at all. Do you think you're funny?
Are you starting already?
No. Okay. If you can't hear me, it's because I'm in parentheses.
Is that one of yours?
Okay. I don't have a lot of weight today, but I got a couple at least. So what do you want to talk about today?
That was great. Did you have any updates first for the PRQ people?
Yeah, I'm going to tell, I do. And I'm ticked off. I can't really see very well to the light I'm in. I think I better hold off. I might. I'm going to put out a 1, 2, 3 days. I'll be doing phone calls with individuals starting, let's see, American time, be Tuesday through Friday. I'll be calling direct all the people who have given me their contact information through BBS. Again, I can't see my calendar, or excuse me, the specific types of projects, but it's organized for me. So I'll be I've compartmentalized some of our audiences that are pulling on me hard and real close to what they want to do. And some of those people are ocean trekkers who want to start the process with me. Others are the other modalities we've already gone through in projects. But I feel I'm pretty close to get all the sovereign people, all the sovereign, the people that want to teach sovereignty. I think I'm ready to get them in a big bucket. Those will be a good portion of the calls this week, so we can start teaching everybody how to do it and get it right, because it's tricky, isn't it, Asha?
It is.
And so I need to learn who's got the bandwidth to really coach a big groups of people and not get busted at the same time. Apparently it's dangerous work, huh?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, but I'm not afraid. Neither should you be, because I got a gun on my side, and I got my bullets too. I'm on a lion hunt. I'm not afraid. That's got to go in the Ocean Trek Camper's first songbook, right? Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So that's my only updates, because I'm a little unorganized. We just did a couple hours on the show there, and I just can't see all my information. Forgive me, everyone. What else do you want to play with today?
Well, thank you for that. And it's really exciting to watch what's happening with PRQ, because many other groups that aren't connected with ours are all around the world implementing the PRQ mission and the strategies. And there's groups reaching out to support one another. And there's some groups within our group fine-tuning and realizing new passions and moving deeper into their excitement and bringing more of what they love to life. And it's just cascading across the planet as you meant for it to. Would you like to share anything about that?
Well, I tried to be cute about it, I suppose, but this is pretty normal, the way we get excited about changing worlds. This would, if there's a standard way, we get our knowledge back and we're like, yeah, why don't we just throw in a towel and do what we want? Well, all you need is a couple examples of a couple of wins, and then we get it right, is my opinion. And so once you get the courage that, what am I waiting for? I don't need to wait for Q or anybody else. I can just go and do this. That's the tool we have. Yeah, so that's my great encouragement. You're not waiting for anybody. I don't need an RV to do what I want to do. I don't need an SR to do what I want to do. I'm going to just go do it, is the whole thing here, right?
Absolutely. And just writing out your project and submitting it has activated so much, not in, just in the people who did that, but the people around them, people who don't even know them. It's just an explosion of light, because you're really diving into what you love, what you're excited about, and that helps the entire world. So thank you to everyone who has done that in our group and in other groups that are exploding with the same types of ideas. We're so grateful for everybody.
Yeah, the radio is dangerous, it turns out, huh?
Yeah.
Really get some stuff done. Forgive the wind, let me know if it's too strong. The passion that everybody has. Okay, so here's a normal way we do it at other dimensions. We don't have a delay. See, another applause. Okay, so we don't have a delay in what we want to see pop up. And so here there is, and because it is a denser place, it's a really fun place because it is so dense here and or lower frequency. Well, now, because you've gone so far down the road of evolution and bringing in more of your light, now all you have to do is start talking about it with others, seeing it in your envisionment system, and just take a step forward. Like, granted, you're in a very physical place, but all you have to do is give yourself a breadcrumb every time you take a step forward. And that's why we started PRQ, is if I can just get you to sit down and talk to me about it, and then that person who's yelling at me right now, but you haven't called me yet, that's enough, because you want to spin this thing up. And that's how it works. That's how powerful we are now. Hope that helps.
That is so helpful. And a lot of times when you have to wait, it makes you more passionate. I'm going to do this. I'm just going to do this. I'm not going to wait for anything. So it's working, and you're brilliant.
Oh, thanks. I can't use that line again, but I want to. No one likes a sock up.
I need to wear that one out. Here. I need the roommate here to laugh with me.
Yeah. She knows I've used that one. Yeah, and it's exciting because we are really moving the ball down the field now, and it's quite obvious things are changing. And that's one of the great tools Nisara and Jisara was, believe it or not, is everybody's waiting for this thing to show up, and it doesn't have anything to do with excitement. No one's excited about green pieces of paper with pyramids on it, right? It just proves that you don't need something before you go make something, do you?
That's right. That's why Ron Amatron actually did specific healings for people that were waiting to clear that.
Yeah. Like, as soon as I get this thing, I'm going to do something.
Well, really great tricks by the dark.
In the meantime, I'm going to do this. One day, when I get that thing, I am going to do something with it. And then we will solve everything. But first, I'm going to get in a medical bed. Then we will be healed. That's not going to go over well.
No. And the alternative is you get passionate, you create a project, and your very source light starts to attract money and people and opportunities, and it just ignites from there. So it's just that step towards your passion instead of waiting for something that's not really your passion.
Yeah, and I certainly don't want to take away from any modality that's helping humanity, but our real modality is already in us, and that's my great encouragement. I'm the crash test dummy here, and I got to play with it. And once I realized how I could communicate synchronicity and proof it, I now feel we're ready to publish pretty soon a tool book, if you will, a quick Cliff Notes tool book for the samples we have. I think the samples, many samples we have now, we'll have the same directives from the heart of the individuals who wanted it to happen. Would that be your opinion?
Oh, these people are so incredible. And the people coming forward and doing these projects and getting excited about what's in their heart, it's so dynamic, and it's so it just inspires everything in you to do more, even if you have a different kind of project.
Yeah, so remember the guy that you had that didn't even he's well on his way doing his thing, making bricks, I believe he's out of Mexico, with hay and straw. Was that correct?
Yes.
Do you have any more stories like that?
Well, I have a story that's not quite like that, but it's sort of a PRQ story. It's there was a fireman in Missouri that went on a call, and he was harmed. So a 5-year-old boy and his sister felt so badly for him. They wanted to raise money to help him. So they put up a lemonade stand. And they were just telling everyone, we're going to give all the money to the firefighter. And they raised $1,000 and gave it to the fireman. And this guy was 5 years old. And his sister, I believe, was 8. I'm not positive about that. But now there's a PRQ success story from their heart.
Okay. And so you said the kids initiated the lemonade stand?
The little boy got really excited because he wanted to help this fireman. He felt so bad for him. And so he decided to make a lemonade stand.
Too cool. Wow. How do you do that when you're just a kid?
Yeah, how do you not do that? I mean, those are just kids, right? Kids don't
Yeah,
ask
yeah.
limitation.
No. Go steal the lemonade mix and everything. No problem. Go steal the lemon somewhere. Yeah, that's cool. Now that's interesting for me regarding time. So I was promoting, I think, two or one or two more shows on. So your days are going to get longer, and your calendar is going to get shorter if you keep believing in time. Calendar year, that is. And I should explain that a little bit better. So children, you'll remember. So if you're making your day, and you're co-creating with light source, the planet. When you were a child and you were playing ball with your buds, say you're 6 to 8, somewhere there, notice how the day was super long. And or in your case, you're probably shooting deer in the woods, right?
Oh, stop it. Never.
Okay.
The
Okay.
mermaid is going to get upset
Whatever.
when you joke like
I know. I know.
that.
Okay. Whatever. I just thought U.S. Pocahontas would be a good tool, but anyway, yeah. So when we play like that, we're our day was created by us. And so when you get inspired and you're excited about doing something, I really want to fix the roof. It'll feel like, I really want to construct the house. I really want to make something. You're going to get a, it's, it'll just be effortlessly. It's like a labor of love is a real story. It's just on and on how you're going to see time change. And then when you go interact with people who are not inspired on your project, watch how that works. Even though they're great people and maybe great friends, watch how it works. Nothing gets done with them. They're not very happy about it. They don't like it, but they're very loving and they're very caring, but they're not really into it to a 10. They may be into it for a 5, and it just doesn't move. So that's my great observation. And one of the models we have with all the projects is some people still, which is no problem, including myself, are always looking for that next inspirational choice, and you don't always sustain it. And that's okay too. You may only want to be the chief financial officer of Coca-Cola very short period of time after today, things like that.
Yeah. And sometimes you find your truer passion when you go to a
Right,
five
right.
on it.
Now, for me, that's why the targeting of humanity with fake diseases was so valuable for the light, is because people were forced to quit their jobs because they weren't going to do something outside their body, right? Well, they got home and go, God, I didn't even like that job anyway, and God, I haven't seen my kid in 7 years, you know? So I thought that was quite valuable for the light if you could find your heart in that process.
Invaluable. Yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, the real tool was to shut down the economy, as we know. And so that's not good either. But if we had just got back on our bikes, now I have a secret about that, by the way.
Please tell.
Okay. In America, there was a guy before he got fired, he made sure years earlier that there was a process. If a weapon of mass destruction came out in a shot or otherwise, that everyone in America would have over a year and a half, maybe 2 years in your case, of unemployment of weekly benefits. Who do you think that was?
Gee, I have no idea. Someone
So
with a
that so people made so much money off unemployment sitting home, it was a tool to get you to find your passion, believe it or not.
Bravo. Thank you.
Pretty good, huh?
Really good. I wondered how that happened.
It's very interesting. And then people just go, you got all these people that work in restaurants and they're making $4,500 a month sitting at home. Like, I didn't even like serving burgers anyway, so I'm gonna milk this thing for 18 months, which of course gets old. And if you have any life back in you, you were gonna do what you wanted anyway, weren't you?
Exactly.
Or at least have enough time to have self-realization to start looking at yourself and go, okay, what do I really want to do? And I'll tell you what, there's even a bigger trick here. Because of the succession of how fast we're growing in it with our light, it was also known through quantum and conscious computing that timing was paralleled against the attack on us. So the dark knew that we're over the hump, we better get on it. And we knew they were going to attack. And so that's how that worked. Pretty interesting, huh?
That's really interesting. And I did see people near me that benefited from that tremendously, and it completely changed their life.
Right. I know. It is one way to use the tools that we may not prefer to make the transition in our next lives here. The projections are for us one day to have a means of exchange where there's no measurement. So there's several ways to do it. One, give everybody $1 trillion. And that was the dark's tool too, is I'll just give everybody $1 trillion on a credit card and go get your shot and away you go. And you live happily ever after in your mansion and have servants. Well, the light, there's some agendas there too, but it's really to prove that it has no value because everybody has it. So they're both fighting now, on where we're going to decide what are we going to prefer as far as a means of exchange, which is the ultimate goal, is that we just share everything on the planet. Now, I forgot to tell you on the last show, what's interesting about what you said, I'm very curious how you got that information. Never mind, I know. You said I was left gold, and then I distributed it out to three people in their socks, correct?
That's correct.
Now, here's an interesting story. The same person that left me that gold this time is the same person that left me the gold that time.
Oh, I know that person.
Yeah.
And it, chills. And, oh, my gosh.
So it's an incredible story, and I have one of the strongest dragons in the world watching it now, and I've never touched it. I've never seen it, but that's how it worked. So it's almost the same story. So I've never told anybody that story, and would never confess to this fantastic information we're sharing today. But that is what happened, and those are very, very special people, and my relationships with the people who work in PRQ are very, very special to me. And just no great care is taken in this process.
Wow, I'm still tingling from that. That is such incredible information. And on that note, our team is really, really being bombarded with so many emails and everything. And just a reminder that for the next couple of weeks, it's probably going to be too much work for them to get back to anyone. So everyone just chill, work on your passions, but the team isn't going to be able to probably reply to anyone for a while because there was a bunch of emails sent out and now they're getting avalanched. So thank you for your patience with that.
Unless we're passionate. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You might put down the candy cane and get some work done. Never know.
Was that a bird or a child in the back?
That is, I'd say you, there's four birds, family of three. I'd say he's about a U5er. He's having a skip right in front of me. I could create so much life around me. It's so fun. You know?
Well, that's what St. Nicholas did as well. Everywhere he went, children would run.
I don't know why that is.
Yes, you do.
I'm being a little flip about it, but I just go to a quiet place and all of a sudden people show up and I just go, what's going on? Anyway, that looks like a couple people are on to me that I'm running a show here today, so I'm thrilled about it.
And either people show up or they all leave because they're not people.
Yeah, the mermaid and I have cleared out a restaurant or two. That's been an interesting show. I'm sure others are doing it too, accidentally. We just sit down and they look at us and they wonder why we're here, and we're looking at them like, we don't know either. I am very excited about the dietitians. And so I want more volume on the diet side than Dr. Neil, because it seems, our restaurants, the energetic, it's such a privilege and an honor to get to go out for a meal. And Everybody apparently, so one generalization where I'm at now, you see so many people who are entitled to be served, and when they don't get good service, they feel they're entitled to complain. So I feel there's an opportunity to change the model of the restaurants to a, so the restaurants now, we could have a, so once you lose the revenue base of a restaurant, you have the opportunity now to pitch in at the restaurant. So nothing really changes at the restaurant per se. It's just you take on one of the roles there and get served as well, but you just co-mingle in the management process, because you don't really, everyone's a peer to you, knowing full well you may not know, you may not have the drive and love of cooking and managing the restaurant, but you do have the thrill to be able to sit down with others and collaborate. And that is another misdirection of the Last Supper, was we always had a collaboration place where we shared resources. And that's what is so thrilling about facilities that are already in are already right in front of us. We just change the model in which we utilize them. So going out to dinner is fun now. We pay a guy. He brings me food. It's great food. There's nothing wrong with that. But what if we all got to talk while we were there about our community? That changed things pretty quick, wouldn't you say?
Oh, that's so exciting. What a great idea.
Okay, and that's what we used to do. So 2,000 years ago, we would go down to the lodge, and Jim would have products from the farm. Ray would have wood off the forest, and there'd be a carpenter who knew how to put it all together, et cetera, et cetera. So if we could just at a microscopic level, take our cafes and make them more communal, that is my prediction for you all, because you're not going to care about revenue in your business. Does that make sense?
Yes, it would be really exciting for you to share more about that time and how everything flowed with barter.
The reason you were favoring sharing is because you had more knowledge, and I'll show you how it worked then. So you were much more knowledgeable then. I want to say smarter, but then we're back in the head, right? You knew more information. How about that? You knew that all the resources are here, and you knew that you needed help getting the resources. So when you have a small town and you don't have any cows, you gotta rely on the farmer, and he's got to rely on you because you make shoes. So you just understood each other's roles so much better, and how important each other were. You didn't really like the farmer, maybe. It's not a big deal. He's a little different. Hangs out with cows all day, but he doesn't care for you maybe either. But he knows you're a great cobbler. He knows he needs boots, et cetera, et cetera. So that knowledge is coming back into you that you just start naturally sharing, and so you don't have a middleman. Because you don't have measurement. And that's why you were so much smarter back then, knowledgeable back then, is because you didn't measure the weight of the shoe or the milk. You just knew you needed it. Does that make sense?
Yes, I love this. So let's say there's someone who really didn't have a skill because it's a community of sharing. And that person, maybe it's just fun to be in their presence. Everyone would be taken care of, because in that day, everyone was filled with light. And that's what we're moving towards now, is everyone filled with light. There's not going to be someone just sitting on the couch pouting, you know? Would you like to speak on that?
Yeah, so once you remember having a million lifetimes, things start changing for you real quick. And the weight of things changes real quick. And the ego mind disappearing is part of that, of course. And the reevaluation globally of your means of exchange, that is real. It is changing. And it needs to change, no doubt, in my assessment and many others. No doubt about it. But the real reevaluation on the planet is you. Everyone listening. So when we look at going back to the byproduct of your production, when we look at a country who produces something, what you're calling the gross domestic product, which is now that revenue has been stolen from you. I'll give you an example of it right now. Once you realize that it's yours and you give it back to the people, is all that's happening here. You made it, you get the revenue. That's one way to solve a lot of financial systems. So in some respects, Nisarg Jassar are bogus because they don't tell the full story about you recognizing yourself. But let me give you an example. I like to make fun of our favorite industry, the petroleum industry, for obvious reasons. I want to do the medical ones, but they don't exist for me, so I don't know that they're in my reality anymore. I don't go to the doctors, right? If I needed healing, I'd probably go to Asha, the mermaid, or Lucia Nicole Evans. Anyway, and I'd have my dragon fly me there. Anyway, so not as funny as it was in my head. Okay.
It's a true story.
Anyway, when we look at the refining industry, let's use the Gulf of Mexico. Let's assume that we own that region's land in the way we entitle people to drill oil, and then we put in processing plants, refineries in the greater Texas area, and we crank it up the hill, upstream. And then we produce fuel, and then the company called Exxon, it takes that profit and puts it back in the company or whatever nefarious things they may be doing. Probably not my best choice of words, but anyway, why would you call a company with double X's, by the way? No one catch on to that? Double X's, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, what's going to change now in many of these countries is that revenue. So why does that company get Americans' production? Look at all the people upstream in the refining process. Look at all the people that work in the refining process. Look at all the people that pump the fuel out of the ground. So all those people get paid a wage, you'd say, from the weight and revenue from the whole process. Okay, but what about the Americans? Now we're asking everyone, do you own the oil or does the people of America own the oil? Very tricky now, isn't it? Why did we give our rights away to a corporation? And obviously a very big component to the war on the world is corporations. So why don't you get revenue from Exxon pumping oil out of the Gulf of Mexico?
Because we were duped into agreeing to that.
Yeah, into incorporating little countries, micro countries in maritime law. Very interesting, isn't it?
Okay, so
now we got all these countries running around cranking oil that you don't get the revenue from. Once you change that, thank you, DT, once you change that, you're going to flood everyone's wallets. It's a stepping stone for the RV and the process for recognizing that we still have to support our neighbor because they don't make shoes and I raise cows. We can't forget that. We're still a society that really loves communities, and we can do so much in our own communities because we're not going to live 20 towns. We're going to live in one town, right? So anyway, that's what's so exciting about the RV is when you remove in the legal system getting identified as the problem, once you remove that gross domestic product, the revenue not coming back to the people, the whole world changes, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it reminds me of what Gaddafi did in Libya.
It's exactly the same thing, and things are for me, everything's done on that story. It's just now getting everyone aware how to understand this great, great, incredible jubilee that starts with each individual, not something else. And so that's really my definition of jubilee, and it's really to give people an update and encouragement that what the Nisarg Jassar really were kind of a trick and an endorsement of the lights. Goals and agendas too. So you got to be careful as we go forward here. What are we going to choose with our means of exchange? I'm going to use seashells, obviously.
And cooked food.
Yeah, cooked food. Be careful. I do like a couple of days off sometimes.
So the Jubilee would be living our excitement. Is that correct?
Yeah, because, and so when you get, so the reason I'm talking about, when you get that unemployment check for 2 years almost, you had to do something to look at yourself. What do I want to do? That is one component of the Jubilee for sure.
Great. And the conclusion of, I know what I want to do, and now I have time and energy and money to do that because of that period. And even if they didn't have the money, they would be excited to do something. That's the Jubilee.
Correct. But let's hold up real quick here. What's another word for a thesaurus?
Stephen Wright.
Damn it. I was trying to sneak it by you. I knew you were going to nail me on that. Okay. What is the alphabet in that order? Is it because of that song? No one's going to get that one.
Hey, what did the ocean say to the other ocean? What did one ocean say to the other ocean?
I don't know what.
Nothing. They waved.
Okay. After they make styrofoam, what do they ship it in? Okay. We got to move on. That's just getting too crazy now.
See, we're jubileeing.
But, yeah. See, we want to talk about stuff we want to talk about. But I mean, at some point, we, I don't know. At some point we have to make fun of the real, because of where we're at today, don't we have to really get to it?
Go for it.
What would Jesus use to purchase items online? He'd use PrayPal. Right?
You're on a roll. Hey, why are frogs so happy?
This one. Say ribbit?
Because they eat whatever bugs them.
Yes, I knew it. I knew that one, darn it.
Where do the boats go when they get sick?
The dock.
Of course, I knew you'd know that one.
I don't know. I think I'm done. I think that's all. I'm just going to make fun. I was just going to make fun. But I don't know what to do with you because you're going to totally trump me, aren't you?
Oh, no way. Hey, you know what? I just wanted to tell you. A friend of mine gave me this really incredible gift. I just love it. It's a flute, but I had to return it because it has holes in it.
That's not good. That's not good. No way I fell for that one. I should not have laughed at that one. Okay. Why did Jesus' date not want to see him again? Because he never stopped talking about his ex.
You have to explain that to people.
Okay. If I go on a date, there's no one that's going to be able to beat the mermaid. I'm sorry. I'm spoken. Exactly. It's just when you have it, when you've met your twin, it's quite an experience. If it's at least on this planet, it's very normal everywhere else. So that's my great encouragement. But in this body, to have all these emotions and feelings, it's quite a wild ride. Hopefully, I'm not speaking for her, but
I have to say, when you were away from her on a trip, the whole team felt it. Like, it wasn't just her that missed you. Like, we missed the two of you being together. It's really interesting because the whole unit, the dynamics were, it wasn't as powerful when you guys are together. It just gels everything, you know? Did you notice that?
Yeah, I don't want credit for that. I just feel like so when you get so close to, five, six of us, we know one person's doing something other than when we work together. So we just, it's quite clear we all, our relationship is very vast on the team, and so to speak, and we're going to do whatever we want anyway. But when we're not doing whatever we want together, I feel is what you just explained, the mesh, the attachment. There's a little bit of a detachment. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, it changes the field.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys are together, there's so much light and energy and celebration that cocoons us. And I mean, it is when you're off doing something you love too, but it was significant last week.
What was Jesus' favorite sport? Lacrosse.
Hey, why did the traffic light turn red?
I don't know why.
You would too if you had to change in the middle of the street.
Okay. What is Jesus' least favorite gun?
Nail gun. What?
Nail gun.
Oh, bad one, bad one.
Very bad, very bad, very bad.
Why can't any nose be 12 inches long?
I don't know why.
Because then it would be a foot.
That one's pretty good. That one's pretty good. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me.
Me who?
Jesus Christ just opened the fucking door.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, why?
Yeah, I can use that word.
Yeah, only you, only you. Why is England the wettest country?
I don't know why.
Because the Queen reigned there for far too long.
Oh, low blow. Low blow. What are they going to do without their Queen? What are they going to do? Poor UK. I can't wait till they're America, huh? Uh-oh. I shouldn't have said that out loud. Huh?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. No, I should have said that out loud. You gotta tell us.
Oh, no. Do you ever think it was funny that Donald Trump was running, first president to ever walk in front of the Queen of England, wouldn't you say? on grass without an escort. Now, notice that the Queen had no escorts that day. If you got image of that, that's even more startling. So the Queen has to have... By creed, I believe it is, she has to have an escort to help her when she's not on pathways and so forth. And he purposely made sure she had to walk across the lawn. Pretty cool, huh? That is some of the stories and symbolism that we do sneak, or have, I should say, have been snuck out, so you can prove that things have happened. And huge day. One of those items told what to do, we'll call it voluntolism, is that you got to free that's my peeps. You got to free the people of England. And, you know, thanks. A lot of people did a lot of work there, you know. We know Dave did a lot of work there, right? So such an amazing time to see the people of England get freed from a monarchy. And that's why it's kind of funny to see them struggling to keep propaganda rolling in the news and magazine. Why do we even care about these clowns? And that's what's so good about anti-propaganda, is let them go ahead and publish this stuff to see how ridiculous having a hierarchical system manage people. It's who's falling for this trick now?
It's so boring.
I don't even know why, but the news is just getting tuckered out by itself. That's what I love about it. Anyway, there's a great goal to break down the borders of all continents, and some have richer politics than others. But people need to decide what they want. Do you like being governed by a thing? We'll call her a thing, whatever she is. I do know what it is, but
which she was.
And anyway, there's a great goal to get. I would expect there'll be five countries total in the next 10 years, and so one of those merging potentially is the UK and America, Australia and America, Canada and America, Mexico. Yeah, as you can see, It's our governance. Once you remove the hierarchical revenue taxation systems, you now just work for the people. So there's going to be some opportunities there for countries to align, and that's why Europe is built the way it is to keep everyone compartmentalized there. So you may be up for some surprise when you don't have borders. This place is going to get really fun, and you don't have to worry about survival. It's going to be ecstatically fun.
Thank you. Would you like to share the positive attributes of what's happening at our border right now, what you guys are accomplishing with that?
How does Jesus turn water into coffee? He brews it first. He brews it first.
Oh, gosh.
He brews it first. Okay. That's exactly it. It's to align ourselves. So one of the tools will be your conscious computing system. Now, there's a great goal to misdirect it, because the bad guys have a crappy computer that's going to pretend to be a conscious computer, and you're kind of starting to see a little bit now. And so, of course, dismantling that propaganda and that agenda, one internet is not enough, it turns out, wouldn't you say?
Right.
So what if we could have millions of internets? How could you put propaganda in anybody's internet if you had a million internets? Well, that would be your consciousness, your heart. Once you know the truth, so everyone is going to have an opportunity to upgrade themselves in a way that's organic, to know information is truthful. And so there are strategies and tools to do that. And that's why the attack on that process is healing beds that don't accomplish absolutely 100% of that opportunity. Instead, they heal physicality, not consciousness. So that is one of the tools that's coming forward, and or an opportunity for people to assess. Assess being the key word.
Thank you. Now, in a chess game, if you play long enough with someone, you start to know their moves and what they're going to do. With the people coming across the border, we're learning a lot about the bad guys, who's paying for who to come over here, what their agenda is, and we're getting a lot of answers. So that in 2024, when the arrest wars happen, you know who to arrest.
Yeah. So in the intrinsic level, no doubt about it. So it's way easier to catch your enemy with his hand in the cookie jar. It's just way easier. That's why this stuff takes time. You don't know which way they're shooting. You don't know which way they're going to move. And so when they commit to invading America, then you know what's going on, as an example, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And are there precautions in place?
We have an opportunity to use the tools we already have, and that is our sheriffs of the United States of America to actually use their tools and represent the United States Constitution. These borders do have some value. Citizenship does have some value in a war of citizenship. And those sheriffs are going to be, they are going to be voluntold to do their job.
Excellent. Is that already happening?
That's correct.
Very good.
What did Moses say after he witnessed people praying over a bejeweled divine?
I don't know.
Holy cow.
Only you can pull these off. You're so funny.
Okay, I've worn that one out. I'm gonna stop. Anyway, that was a fun day today. Did you have fun?
It was so fun. I loved it. Thank you.
Do you feel we got some work done today on both shows?
Absolutely. Excellent.
Cool. How much time do you think we got? I wonder what Don's not coming through. He usually gives us a warning, doesn't he?
Yeah, we're sort of over already, so.
Oh, are we? Okay. Yeah. Well, let's call it a day then and get a break in. And can't wait to reach out to people this next week. I can't help myself. I have to call a few people. And I'll get on it. And I love you all. Thank you for having so much faith in me. And Asha, Kristen, Christopher, thank you for having so much faith in me as well. And Don and the gang at BBS, Doug. It's been just a privilege to do this today. My great love to you all.
Thank you. And thank you to the mermaid. And thank you, Keister. And thank you, Kristen, Christopher, and Don. Everyone, the listeners, we love you. Thank you so much for sharing this time and space with us.